This I believe. Bert James Lowenberg likes people. He spent much of his life teaching them in universities here in England and in Mexico. Professor of history at Sarah Lawrence College in Bronxville, New York, he's a specialist in American culture and civilization. Some of the reasons why he is so revered and respected by his students may become apparent as he states his creed.
I believe in man. I believe in man without reservations. If there is evil in man, there is also good. If man is sometimes guilty of folly, he is just as frequently wise. I believe in people. I believe in people of every kind. I have faith in the collective judgment of the people in matters affecting the general welfare, even when that judgment is at variance with my own. Nevertheless, I affirm my right to differ. I regard it as my duty to organize with like-minded citizens to obtain a hearing for such dissenting views. I freely consent to majority decisions, but I reserve the right to disagree with any majority decision and to organize a political opposition designed to alter it. I am an unqualified Democrat, with a small d, of course. I believe in the changing will of the majority, and that the majority, once formed, is supreme and sovereign. The tyranny of the majority is part of minority rule dialectics and limits the operation of majority will. The people have the right to be wrong, but the freedoms which ensure the formation of an opposition are basic to majorities and minorities alike. Democracy implies that the minority of today may become the majority of tomorrow. Indeed, every majority must alter if democracy is to function. Only the people themselves can correct their errors. Help may come from the wise, but the wise can help only if the people listen. The people must not only listen, they must also approve. I believe, therefore, in the institutions which register the changing will of the people. These are the institutions through which the people speak. If democracy is valid, the institutions through which democracy operates are likewise valid. Accordingly, I believe in government by political parties. I believe as strongly in the role of the opposition as in the rule of the majority, for the opposition is a vital part of the texture of democracy. Therefore, I am eager to exploit those social institutions which create majorities and permit popular choice. The most effective social instruments for managing conflicting interests are the political parties. Only parties can register majorities. Parties alone give the people voice. My faith in man rests upon what man has done, but it rests also upon what man may yet accomplish. Man has not mastered the world, but he has discovered methods for controlling the world and fashioned ideas in order to understand it. Man has not yet mastered himself, but he has learned to formulate values and to strive toward goals. Human possibilities result from an awareness of limitations. Awareness of limitations stems from experience, from knowledge, from an understanding of the materials with which life is lived. Knowledge which defines the possible yields not only wisdom, but freedom. Knowledge of the limitations imposed by the world grants not only freedom, but sanity.
Those were the beliefs of Professor Bert James Lowenberg, who was born in Boston and educated at Clark and Harvard universities. He knows that people, if given a chance, can always work out their own problems better than anyone could do it for them.